In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord says, "Can a woman forget her infant so as not to have pity on the son of her womb? And if she should forget, yet I will not forget thee, saith the Lord Almighty." Today is Sitziente Saturday. It is the last Saturday of the period known as Lent proper, before we enter into the 2 weeks known as Passiontide. Today is a very ancient liturgy on which in former times priests were ordained. And it is filled with the thoughts of the sacraments that the priests will administer to those being received into the church, which is why we have the beautiful introit, "Sitientes venite ad aquas." All ye who thirst, come to the waters, saith the Lord, and you that have no money, come and drink with joy. It is on this Saturday that we hear the beautiful gospel of our Lord, which will be continued tomorrow on Passion Sunday. He begins today with the words, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me walketh not in darkness, but shall have the light of light." This gospel will conclude tomorrow with our Lord's announcement of his divinity, declaring for himself the ineffable divine name, "I am." And as the Jews take up stones against him, we shall be told that he hides himself and leaves the temple. Normally then, we would, during this time of year, continue to enter church and find our Lord and the images of the saints shrouded, but would still have the consolation of being in God's house. This year, for millions upon millions of Catholics throughout the world, even this consolation has deprived them. For not only will images be shrouded, but they will in many cases not even be able to enter God's house to look upon the shrouds. So many are tempted at this moment to cry out as Zion does, "The Lord hath forsaken me, and the Lord hath forgotten me." Throughout these 40 days, I have been teaching you to find the different senses of Scripture. And every day, we should ask one particular question: where in today's Mass do we find the Church? Surely today it should not be difficult. The Church is the mother to whom God compares himself, because God and his church are one. And so we cannot be surprised when in the prophet Isaiah, God applies to himself the word of mother. God lives in us through our mother, the church, a mother who, we are promised by the Lord today, will never abandon us. Yet never in our time has the temptation been stronger to feel abandoned, even by our Holy Mother the Church. Indeed, how can so many of the faithful not feel abandoned when in many dioceses they are barred from the sacraments, when they are told that they cannot even go to confession? It is indeed hard to square these policies against the zeal of a saint and bishop such as Charles Borromeo, whom we are reading about together at this time. What we know, however, is that the Church is of a divine constitution, It is not my purpose at this time to single out any particular leaders in the church or doubt their intentions or wonder what they truly have at heart. We must hope that in the greater part of these cases, there are some good intentions at work. Nevertheless, to be deprived of the sacraments is something that no one can truly understand. We must have faith, however, I say, in the Church's divine constitution, that we will pass through this dark night, and that the Church founded by Jesus Christ will come roaring back in all its glory. That one day we will have the joy of seeing the true liturgy restored throughout the world in its solemn celebration. We will rejoice to find that the teachings from the pulpit, from all the declarations of bishops throughout the world, are in perfect accord with the Catechism of Trent and with everything we have been taught throughout the ages. Yes, we must believe this day will come, for Christ and his Church are one. It is God, our loving Father, who sent his Son into the world to found Holy Mother Church. And know this Church, this Holy Mother, will never abandon her infant. Yet, as the prophet says today, even though, for he does use these words, even though it might seem at some point in history that this mother has abandoned her child, yet, as we enter this Passion Tide, when our Lord himself and his face is shrouded from us, we must have faith that our Lord himself will never abandon us, that if for a time we are deprived of the sacraments and the consolation of our Lord's real presence among us, we must believe that it is only for a time to prove us, and that after a little while he will return, and that we will once again be welcomed into the churches throughout the world, and that this time of great sorrow, a time of great penance and desolation for so many, will be a time of purification and of conversion, which will bring the Church back to her greatest triumph ever in history, when countless nations who have never known her will at long last be converted. Let this be our prayer then now, as we prepare to make our spiritual communion, uniting ourselves with the word of the introit, "All ye who thirst, come to the waters." Let us kneel then together for our spiritual communion. At thy feet, O my Jesus, I prostrate myself, and I offer thee repentance of my contrite heart, which is humble in its nothingness and in thy holy presence. I adore thee in the sacrament of thy love, the ineffable Eucharist. I desire to receive thee into the poor dwelling that my heart offers thee. While waiting for the happiness of sacramental communion, I wish to possess thee in spirit. Come to me, O my Jesus, since I, for my part, am coming to thee. May thy love embrace my whole being in life and in death. I believe in thee, I hope in thee, I love thee. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.